We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Heartbroken this morning because it looked like they had it in their hands in the overtime. They were going to go down and finish the deal.
Yeah, you know, as heartbreaking as it is for the fans and for those who are covering the team, it's even more heartbreaking for the players. Listen, I've been in that locker room. We won a lot of football games when I played, but when I played, we also had a couple seasons where we struggled early and we had a 2-4 record or somewhere there they're close. And it's a very frustrating time for these players. It seems like the time is moving so slow, and they're just grinding, and they're trying so hard, and you get so close to winning, and you lose. It's a very frustrating time for them on the south side.
And it happened right off the opening kickoff, where Justin Tucker, who's going to be a Hall of Fame kicker, he was able to put that ball on the 1 or 2 yard line, which means he forces the return man to come out with the ball, but their coverage was so good with his hang time that they backed the Steelers up. And right from the get-go, they were behind the eight ball. Before you knew it, it was 10-0 Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, before you blinked, and it was 10-0. And you're right, I mean, Justin Tucker, and that led into the reason why we spent a lot of time to talk about that, but of what Coach Tomlin did in deferring the kick and kicking the ball instead of receiving in overtime. But Justin Tucker is just a great kicker. You saw with his kicks in the game, he was right on. The Ravens know when he trots onto the field that good things are going to happen.
You know, when you look at it, Chris, from a standpoint of the overall performance of the game, the Steelers actually did not do badly, even though they lost their starting quarterback.
Listen, they played good football. And I mean, I want to praise the defense. The defense went against the number one offense in the NFL. That offense that was averaging 6.1 yards a carry and 5.9 for Mark Ingram. Yesterday, they held them to 2.3 yards a carry and a run for 3.5. So two and a half yards below their average. They created turnovers. They took the ball away 3 times. They had 5 sacks. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better defensive performance. They gave the Steelers an opportunity to win. And the offense played well. And what it comes down to is just plays have to be made and in the final minutes of the game. And that's been the problem of the Steelers this season. And their 4 losses. Three of those losses have come, they have not been able to make the plays in the final minutes of the game, whether it's to stop Russell Wilson from scrambling, whether it's holding onto the ball when James Conner fumbled the ball against the Niners with the lead, or whether it was yesterday with Juju fumbling the ball with going down to win the game in overtime. I mean, they have to be able to make plays in the final minutes, and they're not doing it right now, and that's why they're sitting at 1-4.
What was frustrating is you have Mason Rudolph knocked out in the third quarter, and Duck Hodges, as they call him, comes in, who was a few weeks ago at home. They signed him to the practice squad, and the next thing you know, he's in there and leads them, finishes that drive with a touch. This is storybook. So then you get a field goal to go ahead 23-20, and you think, we got this. We got this. All the defense has to do is stop the Ravens with under 3 minutes to play in the regulation, and they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they marched down the field. I listened, and there was some poor officiating in this game. I'll tell you, anybody that watched this game, Gene Steratore, who was watching yesterday, questioned some of the decisions that were, and calls that were made in this game. That roughing the passer penalty they gave them of 2nd and 8, Larry, 2nd and 8, Olaw gets through. He hits the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, as he's throwing the ball, hits him at his waist. They throw the flag for roughing the passer. It was 2nd and 8. That gave them a 1st down with 15 more yards, another set of downs. That should have never been called. It would have been 3rd and 8. The Steelers probably would have gotten off the field there. We don't know, but that led to a field goal. And those kind of plays just can't be called. That really hurt the Steelers' defense and gave them opportunity to move the chains.
You know, the officiating on those calls specifically, on the roughing the passer calls, it's like, what are you telling your defensive linemen? You can get in there, but don't you dare touch that quarterback if there's a chance he's not going to have the ball in his hand when you do, because that's what it seems
You got to keep playing. You can't, if you play tentatively, if you play like you're worried getting a penalty call on you, you're going to play slow. You're going to be one step behind. You have to play fast. You have to play decisive. You can't worry about that, because that was not a bad play by Ola. He did exactly what he was taught to do. It was a good football play. Poorly thrown flag.
Yes, and that really hurt, because otherwise we get off the field, we win the game right there in regulation by a field goal. So we're with Chris Hoke. Chris, what are the chances now? If the Browns lose tonight, there's still plenty of opportunity for the Steelers. They've been so close, and I know it's frustrating, but it's not over.
It's not over. I think everybody's getting tired of us, of everybody in the media and everybody saying, hey, listen, we still got a chance. We still got a chance. But the reality is the Steelers still have a chance, but they've got to start winning. They've got to start playing 60 minutes and finishing ball games. And that's where they're lacking, is finishing the ball games. And so we've got to hope. The problem is you don't want to, a good strategy is not hoping the other teams lose. You've got to take care of your business. And what I fear is the games that we've lost, these first four games in the first 5 weeks, are going to come back to haunt us at the end. I really think this team's going to keep coming on. They're getting better each week. The defense is playing well. Offense is playing well. It's just in the last couple weeks of the season, it's going to be a very stressful one for the Steelers, because they're going to be depending on other teams to lose.
Well, can Devin Hodges carry them in the game on this coming weekend against L.A.?
I wouldn't say carry them. I think he can manage the game. They're going to have to lean heavily on the running game. They're going to have to pound the football and do what they haven't done to this point in the season. And that's, get behind the offensive line and run. And Devlin Hodges, listen, yesterday he was 7-for-9 for 68 yards. He had one throw that was nullified, that was intercepted because of a holding penalty. But when you look at it, he came out and he threw that ball with confidence. And that's what I like about this coaching staff right now. They brought Mason Rudolph in. He played well. They brought in Devlin Hodges. He's playing well. They're doing a great job of coaching these guys up and the roster. And so anybody that stands up and the next man up, they're ready to play. And they got an opportunity because the defense is going to keep them in the game. I think the defense is playing well. But they've got to be able to score points and be able to, just continue to improve each week.
Well, they've struggled on the West Coast, and they're heading to Los Angeles to play the Chargers Sunday night. Then they have a bye, and then the Miami Dolphins come, and they haven't won a game. So an opportunity if you take the next two. We'll see what happens, and then you host the Colts. So go ahead, Chris.
That's the thing. You've got to win one game at a time, and that's the thing right now. You can't look ahead. It's a one-week season now. I mean, when you're 1-4, you just got to win a game. And so there's no sense in looking forward to who they got. They've got to beat the L.A. Chargers on Sunday and go into the bye and heal up and hopefully get Mason back after that. And keep your fingers crossed and prayers continue on that all will be well there and that you can get on a roll and start stacking some wins.
Wait a minute. Who's going to be the backup to Doc Hodges? Is it going to be?
You got Paxton Lynch, who was a former first-round draft pick for the Broncos on the practice squad. So you have to think that he'll be brought up onto the roster for Sunday's game. That's the reasonable move there, and that's how it looks like it could happen.
Well, a lot going on. Chris, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.